The city of Philadelphia is moving forward with clearing away a stumbling block for getting a clean title on homes. WHYY's Tom McDonald explains.
About 10,000 Philadelphia residents live in homes with tangled titles, meaning the owners don't have control of their property because a relative didn't leave a proper will or trust for the property. Myasia Williams of the Register of Wills office says major problem comes because people don't have the money to transfer deed to their homes.
We are assisting the working class citizens of the city, and many of them can afford to live, but they unfortunately do not have the means to cover the costs associated with clearing the title.
Councilmember Catherine Gilmore Richardson says the city's working hard to prevent home theft when people come in and apply for a title to a home they don't own.
2,769 tangled title cases have come to resolution as a result of the ongoing work and collaboration over the last several years.
Without proper title, the homeowners can't apply for property tax rebates and in some cases, even homeowners insurance. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Another effort is underway to find a tenant for the former visitor center at Love Park. The oval-shaped building, better known as the Flying Saucer, at the edge of the park has been closed for 5 years after a restaurant deal fell through. Katie Burns-Kays is with the city's Parks and Rec Department and says the goal is to have a vendor operating in the building before the summer.
Given the nature of 2026, we're trying to move this as quickly as government bureaucracy allows, and so we will be trying to turn this around and have somebody identified by April, and hope to have them in the space in May.
Officials say the sky's the limit for concepts as long as they're workable and return some money to the city to put back into the park. A few clouds as we make our way through the afternoon. Overnight, we are expecting more cloudy skies. Temperatures get down to the high teens in the overnight hours. Tomorrow going to be warmer than today. We're looking at a high for Tuesday in the mid-30s, around 40 by Wednesday.